Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Wanzak with RE/MAX Masters Millennium, and we're here at 6020 Greenwood Plaza Boulevard in our headquarters, and we're at their newest edition, Mount Elbert Studio, and I'm here today with Samantha Gilbert. Her father is a legend in the business, and she has got a lot to talk about, so welcome, Samantha. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, you look very nice today, and thanks for coming in. First of all, tell us a little about Samantha, the person.
About me?
Yes.
So I think I attribute who I am today as being a dancer growing up. I think a lot of the discipline in my life comes from being in ballet and mm-hmm. being in a competitive dancer. And I think that's really shaped who I am today.
Sure. Sure. You know, that's funny because my daughter was a dancer from 2 till out of college. And I will tell you, with 2 football sons, my dancer daughter was so more into it and disciplined than the football players ever were. So I really appreciate what you're saying about that because it really gives you that dedication.
Yeah. And definitely a sense of, you know, working with a team and, you know, being on stage and,
right.
you know, surrounding yourself in that type of environment,
it's
definitely shaped me and who I am today.
So tell me where you grew up, where you went to school, kind of get to know you
about
that.
So I grew up in Greenwood Village. I went to Cherry Creek High School, did the whole Cherry Creek thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't involved in sports because I was super involved in dance.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really my life. I was a competitive dancer for like, oh my gosh. Since I was like 3 years old to just about before I graduated high school.
Okay. Well, neat. And so one of your jobs that I knew about that you worked for Zillow, tell us about that because I mean, that's got to be really interesting in today's market.
Yeah. So that's how I started off my career. I went to college, came back from college, got my real estate license and, right off the bat started working for Zillow as a business consultant.
Okay.
And so my job was, I would fly, my territory was the Mid-Atlantic region. So I'd fly to the East Coast once a month and I would actually, wine and dine like mm-hmm. top performing real estate agents and their teams and make sure I sold them leads.
Right.
So I'm that person that every realtor hates. Everyone's gotten a call from someone on my team trying to sell them leads on Zillow and pitching them that whole spiel. But it really opened my eyes to the sales world.
Uh-huh.
And then also I got to see, you know, the ins and outs on how real estate agents work their teams and how they feed leads to their teams.
Sure.
And I was in charge of making sure that was going well. So mm-hmm. I would, you know, boots on the ground, I would work with their team members and make sure that those leads were being worked properly.
Great. Well, that, you know what, that gives you a lot of background. And one of the backgrounds that you have is probably one of the top brokers in Greenwood Village and around Colorado is Mitch Gilbert, your dad.
Yes.
And I know he's been a big influence. And
absolutely.
And so I can tell you that he really, really deals and takes care of his customers like nobody's business. And it's really special because I see him time and time again, not working really hard, maybe this year or last year, but man, does he still put the numbers up. So tell us a little about your dad.
Yeah, he is, I look up to him so much because mm-hmm. now that I'm really in the business and I'm a full-time realtor, I'm no longer at Zillow.
Right.
I've learned everything that I possibly could know from him.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I know that he's good at his job because people keep coming back to him because they remember what he does for them and how he gets them that house that they didn't think they could get.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He's been doing it forever. He knows exactly how to get what needs to be done in every type of market because he's seen it all. And I'm so lucky to have him to look up to and to learn from too. It's a huge advantage for my clients because I have him.
Absolutely.
And you
well,
as
thank
well.
You. Thank you. But I like that family relationship that you have with your dad. That's cool. But what part of town do you live in now though? So you grew up in Greenwood Village. Where do you live now?
Now I'm living in Sunnyside. So it's just north of the Highlands.
Okay.
It's basically where I-25 and I-70 intersect. Mm-hmm. And we love it over there. We bought over there maybe 3 years ago. And
good timing.
Yes, it was. It's funny because over there, it's interesting. You know, there's some dinky houses, and then there's like brand new, massive homes, townhomes. And so it's an interesting area.
You're right.
But it's definitely being built up, and right. very quickly. It's I have a lot of friends who want to buy in that area, and they're on the cusp of not being able to afford it anymore because mm-hmm. the prices are they're yes. going up. Yeah, it's a popular area.
Denver is known for that right now. I mean, so but you recently, you know, people know what off the market means, but you're personally off the market. So tell us about your fiance a little bit.
My fiance. Well, he is in the energy business. So okay. he works for Siemens Energy mm-hmm. and he's in engineering sales.
Okay.
So he's a total nerd, uh-huh. but a personable nerd.
Right. That's unusual in that engineering role.
He's really great at what he does. He can truly talk to anyone.
Uh-huh.
It's impressive. I always just stare at him when he's in a crowd of people he doesn't know because he can truly spark a conversation with anyone and everyone. It's something that I envy about him. For
yeah,
sure.
That's very special. So what kind of hobbies do you have? What do you guys do and like to do when you're not in the real estate world? Because I know it's a full-time job and crazy, crazy busy now.
Yeah, we are big bikers.
Okay.
He's been trying to get me into mountain biking, but he mountain bikes himself.
Okay.
And I acquired a road bike about this time last year during uh-huh. when the pandemic hit.
Sure.
So that's something that we do together. We hopefully for our honeymoon, we're going to plan some sort of a European biking trip.
Okay.
That would be our dream because hiking, you can see your surroundings, but biking, you can just see so much more.
Right.
So
right. Yep.
Big bikers, big Peloton fans.
Okay.
We have a Peloton.
Once when the weather, you can just, with COVID, probably that has been a nice getaway too.
Yes, absolutely.
So how has COVID, has it affected your life in any way? I mean, a lot of times, you know, older people have had some different experiences, but from a millennial standpoint, tell me a little bit about maybe your experiences.
Yeah, I think. Well, to be honest, I'm quite the homebody, so
okay.
it kind of felt like COVID didn't have much of an effect on
okay.
our lifestyle
because okay.
we like hanging out at home, mm-hmm. And it only encouraged us more to, you know, get out there and bike when we can on those nice days.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it mostly affected us, you know, getting together with friends. It's mm-hmm. it's hard to be social, and social interaction's so important.
Right.
So that was probably the toughest part about the pandemic is
yeah.
not being around people and not
yeah.
seeing people and being out and about.
So I know that you are a very social person, but tell me what do you specialize in dealing? I know relationships are really important in your real estate career, but tell us maybe, you know, something about your specialization and why would somebody call Samantha?
Yeah, so I basically specialize in first-time home buyers.
Okay.
So I was super inspired when I bought my first place. I bought a townhome in Parker when I was either 22, 23 years old, and I bought that place when I was working at Zillow.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I lived in one of the bedrooms, and then I rented out my extra bedrooms, and I lived for very little. And when I realized the benefits from owning real estate at such a young age
mm-hmm.
and how you can kind of leverage that,
mm-hmm.
I was really inspired to quit my job at Zillow and be that voice for younger generations and mm-hmm. people my age who, you know, people typically think buying a house means that you have to settle down or you're getting married, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a really smart financial decision if
right.
you do it the right way.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough to have my dad who grow up in the real estate industry.
Sure.
So I know how beneficial it can be, but there's a lot of people who don't. And so that would be my area of expertise is
Great.
Working with younger people and helping
mm-hmm.
them
yeah.
own and leverage that.
Yeah. Because I think with Airbnb, really the emergence of that. And if you're on that, if you own a home, you could lease out one bedroom of that and really capitalize. I mean, I'm seeing $20,000-$25,000 a year for people that are really into that and embrace that. So is that something that you deal with too a little bit or?
Airbnb, not so much, just because Airbnb can be tricky because it's so new. Uh-huh. Laws are constantly changing. Every city has different rules, regulations. So I personally think that can be a little risky, especially in a place like Denver. Mm-hmm. So I honestly like to stay away from that because you don't want to buy an investment property and solely rely on Airbnb working for you.
Because so you've got the full gamut. With Zillow and stuff, with all the things, the tools that they had, you've really been able to capitalize that and understand the whole market then.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really key, cool. So go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, well, I was just saying I focus more on, you know, helping people rent out their spaces just themselves, mm-hmm. be their own landlord.
Okay.
And not rely on you know.
On the newest fads.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's pretty neat. So tell me a little bit about, I know you can work anywhere and your dad's here, so I know that I probably have a little bit of a captive audience, but is there anything you like special about RE/MAX Masters?
Well, I love that I know everyone when I walk in. Everyone uh-huh. knows who I am. Not probably just comes because of my dad, but
that's okay.
But I mean, this space that you have here is phenomenal. And right. even doing this interview with you, I want to try and take advantage of this because I don't know anyone that has a system like this right. or the ability to, you know, record yourself, take videos with a green screen. I think that makes our office really unique. Also, what I never thought I would need would be a lawyer. I never thought yeah. I would find myself in a situation where I would need some legal help. No one wants to think that that's this type of situation that they'll get into. But the reality is we are in the business of contracts.
That's
and
right.
It happens. And what's really unique that I love about our office is that we have Andy. We have an in-house mm-hmm. lawyer that advocates for us and
right.
our best interest. And
you bet.
That's huge. That's huge for me. That's huge in relaying that to my clients mm-hmm. and giving them that sense of security. So I think that's what's really great about RE/MAX.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. If someone wants to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
You can contact me, samthedenverrealtor.com. Mm-hmm. I'm very active on my Instagram, which is samthedenverrealtor. You can call me 303-618-0660. But those are going to be the best ways to find me.
Well, it's been a pleasure to sit down and chat with you a little bit today, and looking forward to many years of you really excelling in our industry because you've already shot out of there like a cannon.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Hey, you guys, thanks a lot for listening. This has been a lot of fun talking to Sam today, and looking forward to talking to you guys soon again. Thank you.